Tom Erickson of SpamIsBad.com, based in Sussex, says to know exactly why spam is called that, one only has to catch an old Monty Python TV skit.
Where spam, spam, spam was a repeating chorus by some Vikings in a cafe setting. Somebody is trying to order something without ordering something that included spam.
Spam, 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 spam.
And somebody coined that term, and it started getting applied to Usenet.
I don't want any spam!
Why can't she have egg, bacon, spam, and sausage?
That's not spam in it!
Erickson says, namesake aside, there's little to laugh about over spam.
There's 136 billion emails that occur every day, and out of that, 65% is unsolicited, or what people would call spam. They're predicting that by mid-2006, 95% of that volume will be unsolicited email.
While marketers may see dollar figures in those numbers, others see wasted time and money. A University of Maryland study estimated that American businesses lose $22 billion a year in lost productivity due to deleting junk email. Spam has been around since the Internet's inception. Bill Maddox is a computer specialist who actually began as a bulk email spammer.
Not intentionally, but when I first got onto the Internet, I was trying to create websites for customers, and I thought, gee, how can I get people to come visit my customers' websites? And so I posted email messages to Usenet forums, you know, please come visit my customer's website and you will see many wonderful things there. I was upbraided in short order and told not to do that, and eventually I realized that they were right and I was wrong.
Maddox switched camps and later consulted America Online on busting spammers. While living in Kenosha in the late 1990s, Maddox wrote several online articles that taught people how to review email headers to identify where an email spam originated from. But newer technology has made such tracking tougher. Richard Lachance is executive vice president of Vercom, a Montreal-based company that specializes in email security. He says today's spammers are a meaner breed.
Invariably now, with the anti-spam solutions out there, they've become more technical. They've become smarter at how to spew out a massive amount of emails, and including the creation of the zombies. So if you consider it, creating 600,000 zombies to send out spam is actually pretty sophisticated.
Those zombies Lachance is referring to are computers taken over by a hacker, virus, or program that are then used to distribute spam without the owner's knowledge. Another program spammers use are called spiders that harvest email addresses from websites and chat rooms, which are then targeted for high-volume blasts of bulk email. Lachance says behind this high-tech subterfuge is a base motive.
Spamming is actually organized enough so that the people doing it can generate recurring revenues that are very profitable.
Spammers can make 5 to 6-digit figure salaries a year with little overhead to worry about. If even a mere fraction of targets respond to a spam campaign, the spammer can score a hefty financial payoff. Bill Maddox says the best thing to do when spam arrives in your email is to delete it without opening any attachments. He says if the spam instructs you to reply or to go to a website to have your address removed, not to do it. Often it's a ruse to confirm your email address, which will invite more spam in the future. Maddox says another spam variant, called phishing, is email that tricks the user into giving out sensitive information. A common one appears to come from PayPal, the site eBay users make purchases with.
I chat regularly with people who I respect, and they'll tell me things like, I got an email from PayPal the other night, and it said that my account had been suspended, so I clicked and put in my password. I guess I'm hooked back up now, right? And these are smart people, and I would have thought they would have read the news from time to time. I didn't think they were living in a cave with Osama, but maybe so.
Yet as much as people complain about spam, there's always someone in the user community who will reply to and purchase whatever the spam is selling. This is all the payoff a spammer needs to keep going. And while legislation like the Federal Canned Spam Act aims to curb spamming, most hardcore spammers are making too much good money to be intimidated. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.